من شر العقائد. There's one kitab that we teach called Sharul Aqaid. In that kitab it is written regarding the definition of who is a wali of Allah Ta'ala. Because we all want to become the awliya and friends of Allah Ta'ala, but we need to understand what is the definition of being a wali of Allah Ta'ala. What is the definition? So the ibarat that came there is Al-Waliyu huwa al-arifu billahi ta'ala wa sifatihi hasb ma yumkinu. That the wali of Allah Ta'ala is that person who has recognition of Allah Ta'ala and his qualities to the best of his ability. Hasb ma yumkinu. Recognizing who Allah is, the greatness of Allah Ta'ala, the attributes of Allah Ta'ala, the sifat of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala's attribute of names, all those things. And by understanding all these qualities of Allah Ta'ala, then the azmat of Allah Ta'ala will come into the heart. So the wali recognizes that, who Allah actually is, his qualities, his grandeur, his magnificence, his qudrat, his power. So everything he understands regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, based on his intellect, based on his understanding, because nobody can make grasp everything with regard to Allah Ta'ala. Number two, al-muwazibu ala ta'at. He's punctual on the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. Day in and day out, he's busy in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-mujtanibu anil ma'asi. Point three. And he's saving himself from sin. So he has Allah's ma'rifat. He's busy in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. He's saving himself from guna and sins. And number four, al-mu'ridu anil inhimaki fil ladhati wa shahawat. That he saves himself from being from overindulgence in matters of enjoyment and shahwat, lust and desire. Now, the word we have to key word here is inhimak. Indulgence. That means all the time he's chasing behind, making his nafs happy, and doing all the haram things, enjoying all the things, just enjoyment. It's like the kuffar in this world, they only live for enjoyment. Then when they can't find enjoyment in anything, they said, let's jump off a building, in that there's enjoyment. Then they want to jump from a building, they want to jump off a bridge. And they do all those kind of things for enjoyment, because there's nothing left for them enjoyment in the world. Because they fulfilled every carnal desire. So these are the qualities of a wali of Allah Ta'ala. One more time, he recognizes the sifat of Allah Ta'ala. Number two, he is obedient in the ita'at of Allah Ta'ala. Number three, he saves himself from ma'asi and sin. And number four, he doesn't indulge himself in lazat, in enjoyments. Then he got there. وَأَمَّا الْإِجْنَابُ عَنْ كُلِّ مَا يَلِذُّ وَيَشْتَهِ فَلَيْسَ مِنَ الطَّرِيقَةِ الْمُحَمَّدِيَّةِ. Now Sharia doesn't say that you can't enjoy it. Allah gave you good food, you must eat it, you must enjoy it. Allah gave you money, you can drive a nice car. You can enjoy all the things of the dunya. Allah has given you that. So doesn't mean everything of enjoyment is mamnu' in the Sharia. No, it's not like that. بَلْ This is to say every enjoyment is haram, that is min fi'l ruhban al-nasara wal-yahud. That is not from our Shariat. That is from the Christians, those monks. But they ostracize themselves from the whole dunya, and they go in their monasteries, and they seclude themselves from the whole world. Even the Hindus do that also, these yogis and all of them. Wo bhi karte hai isse. So puri dunya se khalwat, alahidgi. Our Shariat is nothing like that. Our Shariat is your interaction with your family, with your community, with your people, sorry, but with the makhluk of Allah Ta'ala. Having done all that, a person is not ghafil of one moment of the yard of Allah Ta'ala. That is the beauty of our Shariat and our tariqah. Sorry, and to have this here to say that everything is haram and every lazat is haram, وَقَدْ صَحَّ النَّحْيُ عَنْهُ فِي الْأَحَادِيثِ. There's many ahadith saying that you can't. That's not correct. So whatever Allah Ta'ala has given us, we must enjoy it. At-ta'im ash-shakir ka-sa'im as-sabir aw kama qala an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you must eat and you must enjoy and thank Allah Ta'ala and be grateful of Allah Ta'ala. It's just like a person who's fasting and making sabr. One person mentioned, was the Shah Wasmillah Rahmatullah Ali, that today's times the ulama are not becoming awliya. Aaj ke zamane mein ulama wali nahi hote, buzurg nahi bante. And he said the reason for that is wo shagal nahi karte. They're not involved in shagal. Shagal means zikr and all that. That's why they're not becoming, the ulama are not becoming from the awliya. So Hazrat said, I thought about it, I realized the incorrect statement. The statement is incorrect. He says, when I look around, I see there are many ulama who are buzrugs. There are many ulama that are awliya. Because the madar of it is to make mukhalafat of the nafs. The madar of wilayat is to oppose the nafs. And to be obedient to Allah Ta'ala and save oneself from all the ma'asi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For that reason, lot of ulama who are not awliya is because they don't do this. And not lot of people who are not ulama, awam, general people, is par amal karte to wo wali ban jate. And they become awliya. So awliya is not confined to say that only ulama can become awliya or something. Anyone can become a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala if he imbibes himself, inculcates these qualities of mukhalafat of nafs, ita'at of Allah ta'ala and tarke ma'afi. Then whether a person is an alim or whether a person is not an alim, he becomes a wali of Allah ta'ala. And he leaves out akhlaqi zamima and raza'il. He says, once a person takes out all his bad qualities from his heart, then Allah Ta'ala puts futuhat on his qalb. Allah opens his heart up. And for that you don't have to be an alim. Any person, any lay person, uneducated also. But he fears Allah, he doesn't commit guna. Allah says, do something, he does it. Don't question Allah Ta'ala. He doesn't have hasad, kina, booz, adawa, all these things he doesn't have. He's freed himself from all that. So such a person will attain futuhat on his qalb. Shah Wasullah Rahmatullah says, Allah will make him his wali. And then he brings the ibarat. He says that, ma'asi se ijtinab muqaddam hai. You know, to do nek amal is easy. But to leave out sin is very hard. Leave out the guna, that's crushing against the nafs. So to make tark of ma'asi, that is muqaddam, that's first, that's most important. And he means ajib istidlal karte Shah Wasil Rahmatullahi. He says that it is more important for a person to save himself from Jahannam compared to entering into Jannah. Jahannam se bachna, yeh zyada ahem hai, dukhul jannat se. What the Shah Wasil Rahman, ajeeb istidlal, ilmi baat hai. Ulama mahzuz honge. And he makes istidlal from this ayat, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ فَقَدْ فَازَ. First what came? فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ. That came first. Then وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ came after. And we know the usul al-ahem fal-ahem. So in this situation, he makes istidlal from this ayat, Allah said that first you save yourself from Jahannam. That's most important. Don't do sayyat, don't do ma'asi, don't do haram. Don't do things that will bring the ghadab of Allah. That is muqaddam. Save yourself from Jahannam. Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Save yourself and your family from Jahannam. And then, you must do good deeds also. وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ. So, أُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ وَبَعْدْ مَهِ فَقَدْ فَازْ. Once you save yourself from Jahannam, and then you entered into Jannah, faqad faza. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, such a person is going to be successful. So therefore, the qualities of the awliyaullah is that they remove the akhlaq-i-zamima from their hearts. Shah Rasulullah rahmatullahi alayhi says, for them, they don't want their hearts to be ghafil and negligent when it comes to the remembrance of Allah ta'ala. All the time the heart has to be mutawajjah towards Allah. Whether we are walking, whether we are talking, whether we are in khalwat, whether in jalwat, under all circumstances the heart has to be mutawajjah to Allah. All the time. And then, from the qualities of the Ahlullah, wo pet ko fuzool khano se mahfooz rakhte hain. They don't eat junk. They eat food time to time. Now, you know what Ustad used to tell us? Don't eat too much buffalo meat, you'll become a buffalo. So I tell the students, don't eat too much junk food, you'll become a junkie. Today if you give the person tarkari, you give him nice roti, you give him rice, all that, they don't like all that. They say your hands get dirty. So they want this finger foods. Finger foods means your hands don't get dirty. So all those things that you just eat with your hands, like sandwich and burger and pie and all these other things, these wraps you get now, all kinds of wraps and shawarmas and Allah knows what and what. Now they want to eat all the junk food and the greasy food, so they end up becoming a junkie. So Ivan, you are what you eat. You must eat wholesome food, good food, nourishing food. So Ivan, prepared by your mother, your wife prepares the food. That is the food you eat. Now from there you're eating outside. But we don't get satisfied with that food. We eat it now and again, but that doesn't bring us satisfaction. But today's generation, that's the only thing they eat. Sorry, but they don't know what is healthy food. That's why the brains are not working also. In the classroom, the brain is not working. Because the food is not right. Eating junk food all the time. That's why it's affecting their hips also. We're eating rubbish, oily things. So person gets chest infection and this infection and that infection. It's because of the food that we are eating. So the Ahlullah, they don't eat junk food. That's why eat food time to time. Subject any. And then zuban ko lagu baato se mahfooz rakhte hain. They don't speak nonsense also. They control the tongue. Sahiba, they don't speak nonsense. They speak when they're spoken to, they speak sense, they deliberate before they speak. And sometimes they don't even respond on the spur of the moment, they keep quiet. And then I stayed with Hazrat Shah Muhammad Masullah Rahmatullah Ali. I stayed him, I worked out his time. Hazrat Shah Muhammad Masullah Rahmatullah Ali, some incident or something had to happen, Hazrat would never respond straight away. Koi baat Hazrat ke samne aa gayi to foran jawab nahi dete the, khamosh rehte Muhammad Masullah Rahmatullah Ali. Fir bahut sochte the uske upar. Then he used to deliberate over it. And then he should think, what is the way forward regarding, wo bhoolte nahi the. Lekin jab sahi waqt milta tha, ayn waqt par, sahi mauka, फिर वो बात को जरूर बयान करते हैं, बोलते नहीं थे. That's what he said. Then when he find the right opportune moment, then that incident that took place, he never respond to it. And after deliberating, he would find, he wouldn't just give the answer, he would wait for the opportune moment, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then he would give his answer. Ya Ahlullah. They don't just speak anything anyhow, at any time. They're not emotional people, they're not impulsive people. They're very calculated, very smart. Aur ghalat nazar se parhez karte hain. And Ahlullah look after their eyes. When you become a wali of Allah Ta'ala, must look after the eyes. Don't look at haram. Especially on the phones nowadays. The phones is a killer. That's why Alhamdulillah, whole week you don't have your phones. We have found that it has really improved. I said that the effort the students are making towards the kitabs and the studying, we found that the students, mashallah, ilm is increasing, noor is coming on the faces of us, our students. That's because they are mahfooz from the cell phone. You see that? There's noor coming now because you're not looking at haram the whole day. Sahiba, you are looking, you're reading kitab, you're reading Quran Sharif, you're reading Hadith Sharif, you're making zikr, you're going to class, you're time to time, you're reading your salah, you're doing all these things there, so what's going to happen? Allah Ta'ala is going to put noor on the face. The minute you take out that zulmat box and comes in front of you and seeing all those things there, Allah Ta'ala removes the door from the face. Do you understand? So we have found, alhamdulillah, it's made a very big difference. Allah Ta'ala's fazl, Allah's karam. So look after the eyes. Whether we are in the madrasa, whether we are out of the madrasa, keep your nazar down. Always keep your nazar down. In fact, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, nazar was mulahaza. Most of his seeing was mulahaza, just glancing. So one person asked me, one Maulana, Maulana, can you just explain this ibarat of what is the meaning of mulahaza? The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wo mulahaza farmate the. Mulahaza ka kya mana hai? So I said that no, mulahaza means that he used to keep his nigah down and now and again he would pick up his nigah. Otherwise most of the time he would keep his nigah down. And then I explained to him, do you know a virgin woman, and said that a virgin girl, she always keeps her eyes down. And now and again, out of her shyness, she won't even pick up her face. But now and again, she just looks up. But most of the time, her nigah is down. That's how I explained. That this is what is the meaning of mulahaza. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala imbibe in us these beautiful qualities that are a requirement for wilayat. And Allah make us from His awliya. Then Hazrat said, see ya. Very important. Keep your nazar always on your own uyub. Always look at your own faults. And then he said this poem in Urdu. Auron pe mu'taris the, lekin jo aankh kholi. Auron par mu'taris the, lekin jo aankh kholi. Apne hi dil ko humne ganje uyub dekha. He says, when first we were looking at other people, we were looking at others. Then the time came when we started, when our eyes really opened up, then we started looking in our own hearts. And we found that there are big, big forests there of uyub in our own hearts. Sorry, but an immense amount of uyub in our own hearts, own faults. So he said, when I said this poem, logo par bara asar para uska. When I said this poem here, look at your own faults. Don't look at other people's faults. How you fix your own faults? If your tawajjuh is not on your own self, your tawajjuh is everywhere else. That person is like this, that person is like this, that person is like this. But what about our own self? Why we don't concentrate on our own self? So when he said this poem, he said, logo par bahut asar para. The next day one person came to Hazrat and he told him a similar poem with a similar meaning. Hame jab talak apni hui na khabar. Hame jab talak apni hui na khabar. Rahe dekhte auron ke aib wa hunar. Until we never have our own khabar information, we kept on looking at other people. Pari apne nigahon pe jab ke nazar, to nigah mein koi bura na raha. And then when we saw other people, when we looked at our own selves and saw how many faults we are, then we realized that we are the bad people. All everybody else is good. I'm the bad person. The next person is better than me. Ajib. And then he said, Ajib thing he said. If a person commits a sin and becomes munkasir, broken hearted. Allah, I'm committing a guna. I shouldn't be doing this here. And heart is breaking, heart is paining for Allah Ta'ala. That is far more better than that person that makes ibadat and attains wudu. One person commits a sin, and after committing the sin, he's nadim to Allah Ta'ala, his nadamat is getting. And another person is making full ibadat. But now his nafs is starting to bloat. He thinks, I'm better than that person, or I'm better than that person, or I'm better than that person. So Hazrat says, compared to these two people, who's more better? The sinner who is feeling the pain in his heart, or that person who's making ibadat and his nafs is bloating? Who's the better of the two? He says, the sinner whose heart is paining. Compared to the person whose nafs is bloating with his ibadat. And he says, when a person's nafs bloats with the ibadat, then Allah Ta'ala salbi tawfiq karte hai. Allah Ta'ala, when a ujb comes in a person, vanity, I'm somebody, I'm something, I've achieved. You see, I've upscaled. Then what happens to bring him back to ground level? Allah Ta'ala takes away the tawfiq of that ibadat or kisi guna mein usko mubtala karta hai Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala takes away the tawfiq of that ibadat because that ibadat now is leading to his brain getting too big. His brain is bloating. He thinks there's nobody like me. You see? Walking with his nose in the air. Doesn't talk to anybody properly, doesn't make salam to anybody, thinks I'm superior, doesn't want to even mix with anybody. You see? He says, woe, hum bare hai, woe chote hai. So once that nonsense comes into the brain, the Allah will take the tawfiq away of the ibadat that he was doing, Allah will then make him mubtala in a masiyat to bring him down. That's what happens. That is why we have to go in the Sohbat of the Ahlullah to understand these finer things which they have understood and we can't understand. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Allah Ta'ala give us hidayat. And then he finished and concluded with this masnoon dua of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, Allahumma inni as'aluka tawfiqa li muhabbika min al-a'mal. Oh Allah, give me tawfiq of doing that a'mal that is beloved to you. Wa sidqi tawakkul. And correct tawakkul to Allah Ta'ala. Sabad ma'ibad. Wa sidqi tawakkul alayk wa husni zanbik. And Allah, give me such tawfiq that I have good guman regarding you and good thoughts regarding you. And then Hazrat said, yeh masnoon dua hai, isko parha kar. Must read this dua. And my Shaykh Hazrat Mawqam Zaman Sahib also, you will find he always reads this dua. He heard it from me, Shaykh Hazrat Shah Waswila Rahmatullah Ali. We learned many duas from Mawakami, mashallah, masnoon duas. We must make this year. So Allah Ta'ala save us from vanity, Allah Ta'ala save us from ujb, and Allah Ta'ala make us from His awliya by imbibing in us all these beautiful characteristics that are requirement of becoming a wali, whether we are an alim or we are not an alim. Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah.